Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Kick of K podcast.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Season 3, episode 8. Zuhum.
Damn, Omari. Bro. Season 3, episode 8.
We have a guest in the cut. Let him introduce himself.
Yeah. Guys, my name is Zuhum. Thank you so much for having me, man. It's been a while we've been planning this.
Damn.
Hey,
bruv.
Man, that time is the lucky charm or something.
Yeah, yo, but to be fair, it's like sixth time or fifth time.
And still came late.
Anyway, you're
like
here.
Yikes, yeah. It took me some time to adapt, you know. Yeah. But no, thank you so much for having me, man. It's been a while. I've been looking forward to it. It's just my timing is fucking shit. Am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah.
All right, say that. my timing is horrible because, well, obviously Newcastle won, so.
There
you
go.
But thank you so much for having me, lads. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Msisahau kuweka PG
18.
Because of one effort. Bro, those guys say it way more than we do, man. Anyway.
My name, I go by the name Bomba the Bola. Yes, Chelsea fan, we're having a game today.
I'm Saruni. I'm back. I wasn't here last week. Sorry for that. I'm back.
I'm sure you've been ghosting for 4 weeks.
I'm so happy. Big teams are losing. Big teams are winning. Oh, small teams are losing. Big teams are winning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyways, Ten Hag is doing something.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, that's all.
Yo, Blail here. I won't say I won everything, but I did. But anyways, a little.
Champions League mwenyewe, I'm in it. What do you mean, bro? What do you mean you won everything?
Yeah, like I won everything.
It's Blail here. Mm. You've won everything.
Liverpool fans. You know, FA Cup, Carabao, World Cup, name them all.
Like, all right, fine. Title. You scored the goals yourself.
Nah.
You were like you were there, you know?
Like, it's like the titles are for the fans.
All right, fair.
So, anyways, yo. Blail here, you already know.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So, yes, man.
So like, as we warm up the titles, I have a question, eh?
Mm. Go on.
If you're given 10 million euros not to watch football again, are you taking it?
Yeah, bro.
Don't watch Arsenal again?
I'll play FIFA, bro.
no football.
10 million
like,
euros?
No, watching football,
so
no.
Watch
no
watching football.
Bruv!
Ateta!
10 million euros?
Look at your wallpaper, bro.
10 million
That's
euros.
Yeah. Cash.
Bro. Come on, man. Wait. I can't watch football, but I can have my own club.
No.
10
no,
million
no,
euros.
Nothing football related.
Nothing football.
It's like
no
football.
FIFA,
it's like,
no playing, yeah, no talking
yeah,
football.
Yeah, catch Pogba ban.
I'm chilling, bro. I'll be on an island. My island. Avoiding football. Yeah, bro. You guys wouldn't?
I'd nah, take it.
Would.
Yeah,
take
fair
it,
enough. My guy. My guy knows what's up, bro.
Watch golf or something.
Saruni knows what's up, bro. Yeah, at you what?
I'll watch golf or something.
Bro, check it. 10 million euros.
Yeah,
I'm walking alone, man. Fuck I feel. Honestly, bro. 10 million euros.
Yeah,
you have to walk alone because you have to go. You got to check your six.
Nah,
make sure nobody steals your shit.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyways.
You wouldn't do it.
Nah, I will do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bomba.
Yeah.
Chelsea fans are used to money.
Exactly. Yeah. 10 million euros. He knows it's wash.
Yeah.
Go 50. Yeah. Go sound. He's doing it. I can tell.
Yeah. So let's go back to the points. Man City won.
6-1.
6-1, man.
I lost count, man.
I stopped watching at 3.
Man.
So
I was like, what did you think of the game and stuff? I was like,
how about Man City?
There's nothing to think about. It's just City doing them. Like,
yeah, a little
really.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with someone, yeah. I mean,
it's not a surprise. It's not a statement. It's nothing. It's just
you know, it's weird, though.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm linking it to United fans. United fans had us believe that Pogba was the only Premier League player to get 4 assists in a Premier League game.
Yeah.
Your stats.
They were saying
they didn't happen.
Yeah.
But then I saw the list. There was like 7 other guys there, man. Dennis Bergkamp, Juri Nani, does it matter?
It matters.
When football started.
When football started, we based it on recent times. I'm the biggest club because I have 20 trophies, but in 10 years, last 10 years, I have nothing to show I'm a big club. you get something like that.
And yeah, plus, I think it's a case
didn't
of
start 10 years ago, yeah, bro.
And plus, I think it's a case of, you know, the game is ever evolving. You know, now it's harder to score goals, it's harder to assist goals. Of course, with VAR coming in, so it's
but then Doku
gonna,
does it.
Doku, they are not like
he plays under
Ilya Akanji. That's not an assist, man. That's not an assist.
Oi,
okay.
I don't make the rules. We don't make the rules.
But you're here to discuss them.
I'm pretty sure he gave assists that didn't really count.
It was against Leeds.
No, not one game. I'm not talking about one game.
Yeah.
But like Ronaldo. Remember Ronaldo's Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah.
That assist he gave to Stewie, was it Rooney? That flick that he didn't know that he saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Ali Martisha. Like that was some lucky shit.
Or the Messi solo run. He took the ball from half yard.
And someone gets an assist. Emil Smith Rowe got an assist for the Eddie Nketiah goal. The top bins one. How is that an assist, bro? You gave me the ball. Like, I helped you.
Get the assist.
As your team.
Yeah, but they should be like FPL assist or something.
He pulled a performance, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Doku.
Doku. I think Grealish position is very...
Bro.
He's done. He's done in that.
But he has like...
100M. And then they replaced him with some guy who's 60M.
Two seasons later after
who
winning
Anthony
a treble.
Thought was a woman and was about to beat up.
Crazy.
No, but think about it. Jack Grealish, in my opinion, should not be starting in that lineup. I can't, like, bro, think about it. No pace. I never thought I'd say this about a player. But I remember thinking about Jack Grealish's performance against Arsenal last season at the Emirates.
Yeah.
And I thought he played really well.
He's
of course, the goal
performer.
Was a bit... Which the goal
one?
Was a bit
Four
lucky.
One,
no, the 3-1. Shut the fuck up. The 3-1, right?
Yeah.
I thought he played great.
Yeah.
Like, overall.
Uh-huh.
But... So McQuarrie, like the thing that I thought he did really well was relieve pressure. Then I thought about it. I was like, "What the hell are you saying, bro? Relieve pressure as a left winger? Una help to maintain ball? Like that's not your job,
but
my
like,
guy."
He was
and
the keeper, so was like,
and to,
"Yeah, of course, and to draw fouls. You see, that's what everybody else says.
Yeah.
Like draw fouls.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the case.
Like he has forgotten how to take a player one-on-one. You remember when he was at Villa, like, he used to take people one-on-one.
I think
crazy.
He did, yeah, but I think the main reason he did is because Aston Villa, he'd get more space on the counter.
He was the main man.
No. Not just as the main man. Of course, yeah, he was the main man. But on the counter, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd have more space because it's going to be a five-a-side game, back and forth. But now with City, everybody's parking the bus. And I think he's rightfully being benched. He is not a 100 million player, and it's showing.
That's why I keep on saying about Man City, especially under Pep Guardiola, you're playing for Pep. Basically, you're not playing for you as a player. When you get out of City, you won't execute the same roles that you're executing at Manchester City.
Yeah.
So definitely for Jack Grealish, I think it's a new tactic for Pep. That's why he brought in Jeremy Doku.
But that's the thing.
I feel like
go on.
Pep is managing him like a Gundo or a Mahrez. You know, like Pep anakonga tuna masaza hawa say like specific times to bring them on during the seasons. You get
it's Arsenal. Yeah. It was like 4-1.
Because Grealish, big game player. He played against United, played against Arsenal. But it comes to Burnley, he won't play. It comes to Luton, he won't play. But
yeah, it's weird because he did play Jack Grealish against United.
Yeah, and he had a good game. Like, you can't say...
I mean, it's United.
No. It's because of Dalot, not United.
I mean, it's United. That's what I'm saying. Dalot, United, Johnny Evans, fucking Maguire. Right? It's fucking United.
But Maguire didn't lose a game. This weekend or something.
You know? Really?
Yeah.
A lie.
Yeah.
Yo, who's going to start next week in your lineup, bro? Roy Keane or Scholes? Since you're bringing Johnny Evans and then man back.
I'm a clever.
Paul Scholes actually came back once. Is he coming back again?
We're about to sign the
Rooney.
Wait, by the way, the hair is a bitch. Because have you seen his social media?
He just keeps
posting that thing, man. That
he even called Bruno a less captain or something.
But that was a joke. That was a joke. That was an inside joke or something.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like, unajua zile jokes that everybody knows it's true.
It's true, but
it's a joke.
We're friends.
Absolutely.
So, like, are City nil to win the PL?
No, I predicted that. I mean, what were you guys?
Not about the performance. Not about the
to win the Premier League.
Yeah.
I predicted they were going to win the Premier League
this season.
Yeah,
you're not rooting for
Arsenal. Really? Next season.
What about the Arsenal?
The Arsenal. I think we'll win the Champions League.
Oh.
I got carried away. No. I think we're gonna win some. You guys got black card.
Yeah. Your favorite.
You guys know what's up, man.
Yeah.
You guys know what's up, bro. I can tell. We're the other men of quality. No, but I predicted City were gonna win the league because I think, like, in as much as initially the summer, they didn't look like they were spending City, but then they bought very good sign. Like, for example, Doku, 60 million. Bargain. That's a bargain. Matheus Nunes. Like, in my opinion.
Oh, but he hasn't played a lot.
He's inconsistent too.
He's inconsistent.
Yeah.
Kovacic, but, 15. But he's better than Kovacic. You get. Yeah. And in transition, he allows Man City to handle that much better because of physicality. So I just thought overall, they had better signings than everybody else. Like Arsenal, Chelsea. Yeah. Can't talk much about United because then they'll get triggered. But they had better signings than Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
Yeah, of course. These men have a central defensive midfielder who's 30. They replace someone who's 29 with a 30-year-old.
Man.
And they're telling us they're going to challenge him.
He's
not
playing right
now. He is. Ali Fungabao, Europa League.
Ali Fungabao.
He was mad.
Who cares about Europa?
Wait. He was mad because he scored a goal.
Yeah.
And Liverpool fans were still annoyed by his performance.
Just had a good game, what though. Orlando? I mean, he had a...
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Bro, you need to get on Twitter because Liverpool fans were killing him.
But that guy's old, man.
I mean, everybody...
Yo, everybody on IG is nice. We can't even say the F word without getting, you know, banned.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's not
Twitter,
too bad, bro.
No, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying he's not good.
He's old.
He's in a situation where McAllister is
He's playing. A warrior, bro.
Bro, in Japan, he gets carried by Tomiyasu. Let's be honest.
He is getting what?
Carried by Tomiyasu.
And he's and a captain for
Takefuso
a reason.
Takefuso Kubo.
Because Takefuso
Kubo is a baller.
Japan,
because he's old.
He's the captain for a reason. I mean, come on. He was the best defensive midfielder
All
in the Bundesliga.
All I'm saying is, Japanese players, historically, have been very industrial. Sindo, like, wanna run, pace.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh. Discipline.
Everybody else around him
carries
him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
But City, their expenditure has been fantastic. And that's why I'm saying now they've clicked. I get it. They can run away with it. Oh. But let's see whether Liverpool and Arsenal click. Because I think those are the main guys.
Arsenal.
We definitely need a new CDM, though.
You guys were unbeaten. Now you're saying clicked.
Yeah.
Bro, Man City have been beaten twice.
But that doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
For City doesn't matter.
If we lose the next two games, can you see us like you're losing something?
If we lose the next two games?
Yeah.
Saruni, I think he confused me for you. I don't understand why.
As like if you lose the next two games.
When you're like, oh, I'm a new fan.
But for real though, if you lose the next two games,
I mean, fair enough. Yeah, if we lose the next two games, it'll be shit. If Liverpool lose the next two games, it will be shit.
Mm.
But ifs and buts, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But Man City, you know, with Man City, what we aren't saying if they lose the next two games, we are sure they are winning.
Of course. I mean, at the end of the day, it's match day 11, guys. You know what I mean?
But on Arsenal, though, do you think Nketiah can carry you guys winning the league? Or maybe?
Eddie?
Yeah.
Bro. No. No.
Why?
I think he's very good in his role.
Okay.
Backup.
Yeah, the backup. I think he's very good in his role.
The backup.
He is.
Jesus feels like the backup. He's always injured.
He's always injured.
Okay, that's harsh. He had one knee injury, guys, and that was his first season. You can't say always injured as if he's been here for 3 years, man. Yeah. But he had one knee injury and then obviously the recurring thing.
He was out for 4 months.
It's a knee injury, bro. Wait, didn't you guys lose someone to a knee injury last season?
Who?
Man United.
Who?
I can't remember actually.
Paul Scholes.
Paul Scholes. Who's Vinicius or something?
But the thing with Nketiah is, even though he's a backup, every time he comes as a backup, he turns up for you guys.
Not every time.
One or two games, maybe.
One or two games is when he scores. And then we're loud enough as a fan base to get carried away.
Very loud, very loud.
Not louder than Kibulius. But no, I think he's good. I just think he's limited. In terms of what Jesus does, you see how Jesus plays.
Yeah,
right? The guy shifts out wide. He dribbles past two
He's
players.
Good on the ball
like
for real,
remember that
bro.
Game against Sevilla?
Mm. The Champions League performance.
Like Eddie Nketiah doesn't put in that kind of performance.
He was outstanding.
Like Eddie Nketiah can't do what Jesus does. Jesus makes our attack better.
Oh.
But if you're given Tony, Jesus, and Nketiah.
Jesus, I'm choosing Jesus.
I've said Tony.
Ivan Tony.
Yeah.
The dude from Brentford.
Yeah.
Betting problem.
Yeah.
Got you. I forgot, but yeah, I still choose Jesus.
Pick one. I was like, pick one.
Jesus.
Yeah, betting problem.
But you guys say like you need
Jesus.
That.
What would you pick Jesus?
Hey, he was a backup at Man City.
Why?
Yeah, why would you pick him?
I think he offers more than Ivan Tony. Ivan Tony would be great. He's a better option than Eddie Nketiah.
He's more clinical. He's a better.
Yeah. But he's not a better link-up player.
He is.
No.
Okay.
You know what?
He links up with you. You need the goals.
No, we do need the goals.
Yeah.
We do need the goals. Especially because this season we're struggling. Like, attacking-wise.
Yeah.
We're not you need the goals.
So you need Tony.
We have more goals in United.
Don't push that.
More goals in United.
But we're struggling. But anyway. Jesus, what he'll do is he'll get assists for Martinelli and Saka. He'll get assists for Odegaard. Yeah, because he'll shift out wide. Those guys will drift in and bang.
Yeah, I get it. But you Arsenal fans, I think you're more about you want to play beautiful football with Jesus. But we you need someone to bang in the goal this season.
Yeah. You need Haaland. Yeah, you need Haaland. You see, Haaland is a shit player, but as like... In terms of goals...
How is he a shit
player? He's never involved in the game.
Would you choose him for a five-a-side game?
Nah.
Well, I wasn't peak. Because I'm not touch.
Yeah.
It's mad. And now he might be injured for a while. So let's watch that City space, man.
But they have.
Not that I hope he recovers well,
think,
of course.
Yeah. I don't think.
Of course. I hope he recovers.
I don't think they'll struggle, though.
No, they won't. They have Riquel Alvarez and these other motherfuckers, man. Shit.
That team is so good.
But I think it's the fact that they were up.
It's so sad because they're so good. Uh-huh. And United fans twerk for them all the time.
We don't twerk for
you
them.
You guys be clapping cheeks.
Yeah.
Truly. Truly, they're not. They're just our neighbors. They're not our rivals.
No.
Bro, if Arsenal were going through what y'all are going through with City, but like with Tottenham,
Yeah.
Bro, I'd be dying. I'm in Nairobi. Like, I'm not even in London. I'd be dying. I'd be struggling.
We don't talk for City. It's like, I remember you said that
they do,
like
actually.
Of last season.
Nah, y'all niggas is
of last season as
we talk, actually.
When you guys were like 9 points clear, I remember I said it the podcast, you ain't winning the league or something. People are like, you're a Man City fan. I was like, why are you saying that? Plastic. No, we just say the truth. I was like, come on.
All right, you might be one of the few.
We've been there. That didn't work.
No,
they twerk.
On Twitter, bro, everybody was like, Man City wanashinda.
And everybody's been united. It is fact.
But they were like waiting for Man City to win.
Yeah.
Wait, celebrating Man City goes, nice.
You know,
and then they realized the treble was on. Suddenly they were like, bro.
That's what they do. Especially this guy, killer episode. He has to talk for City.
He's known as the City fan.
Really?
They're capping, But if I'm told to hate between City and Arsenal, I'll hate Arsenal more.
Because it's a bigger club.
Bigger club history. Because like, even if City won the treble last season, I don't fucking care what they did. Okay, they won, but I was like...
We had forgotten about it the next game. It's not a better treble.
115 charges.
Yeah.
All right. Relegate.
Yeah, championship or something.
Anyway, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think City are going to win the league. Yeah. That's my prediction. If anybody... Do you think Liverpool will win the league, though? I can't tell
like right now.
You said that's 2 episodes ago, bro.
No, City...
That's 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Nah. I feel like the way the league is shaped up right now and the amount of points, like, that is in the top four.
Mm.
It's historic, and you know, just based on that, I don't think like it's. I think it's too early to say City.
Exactly. I was just gonna add that, but it's still too early. I think City are gonna win the league. That was my early season prediction, like match day one at the Janza preview. I was like, Man City will win the Premier League, but it's too early because I think Liverpool have a chance, and I think Arsenal have a chance.
Yes,
what
sir.
About Tottenham?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Actually, people are assuming Tottenham.
No, we're not assuming.
People are assuming Tottenham.
How do you wanna fanya nini?
It's weird because
are they cooking? Are they?
They're cooking.
Let's not do this.
It's not against Arsenal. Win against Liverpool. Win against Man United.
No, the Liverpool one doesn't count.
It does. It counts. But it's dodgy.
It does.
It's dodgy, but it's like it counts. It's like at the end of the game they had the three points.
It counts on paper.
Look at the rest of the teams they played. They played all three relegation teams. Promoted teams.
Yeah.
All three of them, and against two of them they struggled.
Luton, they struggled against Luton.
Even Sheffield.
Sheffield specifically. Yeah. Yeah. Sheffield, they needed 290 million goals.
Van de Ven.
Yeah, but like, and then the other teams that they played, you know, the mid, like Liverpool, Everton.
But
you know,
credit to them. Teams. Credit to them for winning their games.
No, Arsenal, they struggled. Good for them.
Who struggled in that game?
No, no, no. I'm not saying. Look, you can only play who you're given.
Yeah, I get that.
But that's obvious, right? Like, yeah. So like, the thing is, when you compare the other teams to what teams they've played,
yeah.
Like, if you told me, Zuhum, Arsenal's going to start the first 11 games, which is an all three promoted teams, I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, bring that shit on. And even after we've beaten them, I'd still say, title contenders, you know?
Mm.
Like,
you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. In as much as I agree that that's all, they won the games that they could,
yeah.
or that they were given up to them. But at the end of the day, I don't know. It's just, there's something about Tottenham, man. What's that phrase?
They always bottle.
Spursy, exactly.
Like, but Chelsea might be the new Spurs.
But
that's... yeah, not yeah. Have you seen that picture of Pochettino sitting there? That's
yeah, bro. It's mad. Chelsea. I can't wait to talk about Chelsea.
We'll talk about Chelsea.
Can't wait to talk about Chelsea.
So the next topic is back-to-back losses, bro. Back-to-back losses.
Yeah, it's mad still, though. Are we talking about Chelsea?
Arsenal.
You saw what I did there, right? Yeah, it's mad though.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is painful. The West Ham one, I thought, Arteta made you later. Because like, he made too many changes. Like, having squad depth is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But mixing and matching the right combination of players between experienced starting players and whatnot, to rest and still go on and win the next game as well and play the next game at the coming Newcastle away, that's the balance, and he didn't get it. And I think at the end of the day, that's more down to his inexperience as a manager. But on bro, like, how old are you, Saruni? How old are you, Saruni?
20.
20.
Say it loudly. 20
is the mic.
All right, but now real age. Not 20. Football age, real age.
20.
You're just 20.
All right. So this guy, Sawa, is 37.
Yeah.
Arteta is 37.
Yeah.
So he's old enough to be like an older brother to you. You get? He's not really like a dad.
So his age is the...
is inexperience. Wait. Let me land. Let me cook.
Let him cook.
This guy is the youngest manager in the league.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Youngest manager. And this is his first ever job. I get he's been there for 4 years, but that doesn't make him, that doesn't mean he would be a good manager because he's been there for 4 years. I'm not saying he's not, but at some point you're going to get these kind of mistakes. You got in-game management. Sometimes he's going to get it right. Sometimes he's going to get it wrong. Like Chelsea, he got it right. Man City, he got it right. You know, United, he got it right. United, more often than not, he gets it right.
We were robbed.
Let's not do this. But, but at some point, you're going to get these kind of mistakes where he, I mean, gives us squad depth like too much. Like, you know, when you play FIFA, manager mode, right?
Yeah.
And then you put in too many youngsters and you don't put in some first team players. That's what happened to us, man.
I felt like he didn't want it though, like
a little bit still.
Yeah, it's like last season. The way it's like last season.
Even before the game, like ninge kwa na bet, ninge kwa West Ham. Like yeah, I was so sure. Arteta doesn't
that
like Carabao.
That midfield didn't make sense to me. Jorginho? No, who was it? Yeah, Jorginho, Vieira. No. Yeah, Jorginho, Vieira, Havertz.
Yeah.
Like that's too light, man. Muscle of team.
No
Havertz, 65 million. Havertz, 65 million.
No creativity.
Havertz.
Does it mean he comes with muscles?
No, but it's like, he should do something.
No, he should definitely do something.
He's a flop, admit it.
Bro, it's too soon.
It's too soon?
It's too soon. Even right now.
You guys are calling out Antony last season by now.
Wait.
By now.
By
wait.
Now.
No,
by
no,
now.
No, 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 wait.
And he has scored against Arsenal, Man City.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely
and you guys called him a success right after those games. Now, look at where we are. That's what I'm saying.
But as like Havertz has been in the Prem for minutes.
I get that.
You've not seen nothing from Havertz for the past 2 years. Not even just Arsenal.
Let's be honest. He has more goals than most Man United forwards. So I don't know why you're coming for him.
Which goals?
Like, where do you come from?
You're just mentioning Man United.
Where
to
do
get
you have the goals to come, the you audacity see, to come
we're
for?
We're talking about Arsenal.
Yeah, no, you're mentioning
but how are you calling my guy
stop
out?
Stop justifying your case. You're using other facts.
It makes sense, though. Because where do you get the nerve to come and to come for Havertz when your forwards, 5-6 players, have 2 Premier League goals in between them?
It's even, crazy.
Even a Burnley,
it's mad.
Even a Burnley fan can say something.
You can't shame the shameless.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No.
Even a Burnley fan, can say something. Even a Burnley fan.
Yeah.
Burnley fans have forwards who score more Premier League goals than
you. I'm struggling, I shouldn't speak.
No, but fair enough. Kai Havertz, bro. At a lineup ikitoka against Newcastle, I just tweeted, day 4,678. Come on, Havertz. You know, like, honestly, bro. You know, Choga, come support because you also need to see signs of life.
Yeah.
Like, Onana.
And against Newcastle, there was a little bit. He played all right.
That's
maybe try playing Newcastle, him at the center. He was, you know, he was really playing well.
Like,
at Chelsea.
Up top.
Up top.
Up top.
Center forward. Yeah. He really tried.
I feel like I just signed him for no reason.
Havertz.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
£65 million for no reason. No reason.
Like, it's going to be
Fernandinho. Anafanyanone, a number 8. Amecheza false 9.
Trizex.
Maybe right did just exactly.
No, but we have a lot of players.
Akileta Declan, alikuwa na job purpose ya home saying hivi. Akileta Timber, alikuwa na job purpose ya home saying hivi. No, no, like.
You can't
both those examples are fails.
No.
What? No, both those examples are wrong. Declan Rice has played an 8 and a 6. Timber has played right back, centre back, left back.
That was pre-season.
Even Community Shield, left back. So, most of our players can play in different positions. Most of them. I know you're not used to it. Being seventh. What position
I'm
are you
used
there?
To it.
Sixth. Fifth.
Yeah,
fifth.
But you see, we don't do it because we have injuries and Johnny Evans. We do it because we can. We do it because we can.
You really
not
hate
because
United.
We have to avoid Maguire.
You can't, and then you lose 2 games back to back.
Well,
you can.
Yeah, that's
you
2
can.
Games back to back in you 2 can. Different competitions.
But
you guys have lost 5 in one.
After last time,
you guys have lost 5 in one competition.
We haven't lost 5.
You have. Look, check the Premier League.
Lost 5.
Yeah, we've lost 5.
Delusion, bro. Delusion. You guys have lost more games in one competition than we have all season.
Ten Hag said they're winning the rest of them.
Yeah, United
but
is actually 8th.
Zohom is not driving the point. Zohom is comparing United and Arsenal.
I'm not. You just came for me.
I said Havertz. You started asking me which Manchester.
No, but I said he's struggling. I get it, but it's still too soon. Why? Why is he a flop?
Man, he's been in the Prem.
Do you know what it takes for Arsenal to remove 65 million?
Bro, we chucked 100. You want to talk to me?
That's rice.
Bro, that's not even our first 65 million signing. What are you talking about?
He's just saying like there's no reason of going for Havertz as a flop when the prime example of flops are in Manchester United.
And Chelsea.
We've accepted that.
I didn't speak. Enzo Fernandez. You know, Mohamed Elneny has more assists than Enzo Fernandez, but anyway, we'll get to that. In the Premier League.
But exactly,
I think that's a valid point.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
Because
the guy could flop the whole season, then next season he comes back and starts banging goals, getting assists.
Like Grealish.
And United.
Like Grealish. Grealish flopped the first season.
Most Man City players flopped the first season, though.
I wouldn't say most.
My bad. But like even Mario.
Only Grealish.
No, Mahrez. Mahrez was a major flop the first season. Bro, even missed the penalty that won Liverpool the league. You don't remember? At Anfield.
You guys won the COVID league. COVID league is
yeah,
crazy.
When even the players were sick.
No fans.
So are you players were sick.
So are you Rob? Then you got
imagine missing out a player because he's unwell, bro.
He's sick.
Bro.
So why are you robbed? Why are you robbed?
Against Newcastle. Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely think
it was
so.
Not robbing.
I think it was robbing in many different ways.
It was the world equalizing. It was nature equalizing itself.
Oh, and United winning as well. Yeah. Seriously. But I think we're robbed in many ways. But to be fair, I feel like those three VAR checks aren't even like my biggest problem. My biggest problem was actually Bruno Guimarães.
Red card.
The forearm on Jorginho. Like, even the rules state, like, if you use any part of your body, arm, whatever, any part of your arm to, you know, assault someone. That was assault. Bro, I do that to you right now. You can sue me.
Connie, what did Havertz
do? You guys can kick me out, right?
What did Havertz do?
Assault is not the word.
It is assault. You can't do that.
Push.
Bro, I can't walk outside right now and just randomly do that to someone.
Okay, yeah.
I'll get beaten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't do that in football.
Yeah.
In my opinion, just because it wasn't the elbow doesn't mean it wasn't a red card. It's still violent conduct. What happened? Look at, by the way, let's get context into what happened there. Mjamali ingia sambusa. Still, he was chasing the ball. He couldn't get it. He got frustrated. And then Jorginho passes the ball just before he gets to Jorginho. So what does he do? He leaves an arm on him. In my opinion, that's a red card. If that happened, my barometer, usually my gauge, is if that happened to a Cole Palmer, what would you want?
A red card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If that happened to, let's not ask United fans. If that happened to any of your midfielders, like Dominic Szoboszlai, guys who, by the way, are not problematic in football. Jorginho is not a problematic player. He's not even like a hard tackling defensive midfielder. You know, just a nice soft guy that likes passing the ball around.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. If that happened to like a McAllister or a Dominic, guys who atawana ubaya, you get like, why would you do that? And that, in my opinion, that should have been a red card. And I think the majority agree, not just in terms of here, but like even the pundits, Alan Shearer and was it Alan Shearer and Ian Wright? For the panelists.
Even Havertz.
Ian Wright.
Yeah, for that game. They said, yeah, that should have been a red card. Alan Shearer agreed. PGM McDermott. What's his name?
He's giving statements every week.
Fuck it up. But in my opinion, that should have been a red card. But those three decisions, right? The crazy part is they had three reasons. And in my opinion, three genuine reasons not to give that goal. Because the first one, the ball being out, they didn't have conclusive evidence or the right angles to say that the ball went out. But by that logic, see, they also then don't have the right evidence to say that ball was in.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But they have to stick with the on-pitch decision. Mm. But my on-pitch decision comes from the linesman who's 60 yards that way. How the fuck is he going to see an inch?
If you guys are complaining that, what do Liverpool fans
say? No, Liverpool fans have every right to complain. And so do United fans, for example. Most of the league does. But that's the first one. And that's their logic, is that we didn't have conclusive evidence to rule it out.
Yeah.
You didn't have conclusive evidence to rule it in. But just logic, that looked out.
That looked so much more out.
Like, it just didn't feel like it. Then the second thing.
Handball?
Actually, the handball was the fourth. That should have been the fourth VAR check. It did. It came off his arm. You wear glasses. I'm not gonna
It's a soft one.
Soft arm. What the fuck is a soft arm?
But the ball bounced.
What's a soft arm?
You see, the ball bounced from the head.
Yeah.
Off his arm.
There's nothing he can do to prevent it.
Oh, like Saliba's arm against Chelsea.
Natural.
There we go. That's what I thought. Right. But then, obviously, for me, the push.
Yeah.
Those are two straight arms. That's a push. That guy was bending him over for back shots, as far as I'm concerned. So, let's be honest. Like, bro, it was mad. Because what the hell are we doing? Like, the guy's pushed him down. And I get he might not have gotten to the ball. But he also might have in the same breath. Or he might have done enough to put off Joe Linton. You get.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a foul. That's a foul. And then obviously the third thing is that it came off his arm.
Obvious.
It was so clear, cause, yeah. Except to guys who don't see in 4K. But, you know, like, but it came off his arm. But even then, he looked offside. Like from the moment that ball came off Joe Linton, he looked offside.
No, he was behind the ball.
No.
He was.
No.
It was not
him,
him.
Not him. Mm. What do you call this homie? The guy who scored.
Gordon.
The rule is, if the keeper is in front, if you have two players ahead of the keeper, you can't pass it back to score a goal.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I know. It is. But at the end of the day, like, that's what happens in the Premier League. If you don't create chances, you leave yourself open to such moments of ridiculous. Yeah, you do.
Okay,
yeah.
So you are wrong. But where your goals?
Exactly.
You didn't pull the performance.
No, I don't think we played well.
Yeah.
Title contenders.
Going forward.
Final third.
Final like attacking though, because even Ben White was good defensively, but shaky going forward. Saka, Martinelli didn't have their best games. Edin Ketia, Kai Havertz was good, but that wasn't a red card though.
Ah, it was a red card. Danban. Look, was it Danban or something?
Did you see that tackle, my guy?
It was fantastic. And the thing is, like, he did that because he was actually frustrated himself. Uh-huh. So I didn't even know he had that kind of fight in him. I think something happened to him and he got punched in the face or elbowed in the face and the ref didn't even see it. He even just continued play. But for him to have reacted like that, I love it. Show some fight. But to be fair, it was a very good game. Like physically. Ikwawo. Wallahi Ikwawo. I loved it, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
I think why Saka and Martinelli didn't have good games because they were overshadowed by the Newcastle fullbacks. Trippier was good, really good.
Danban was
defensively. Danban was good.
I think overall the Newcastle team defended really well.
On the Newcastle team though, we've always had an argument between Harvey Barnes and Anthony Gordon. Who do you start between Harvey Barnes?
Harvey Barnes. I use him in FIFA. That's my logic. No, but Harvey Barnes just seems more explosive than Anthony Gordon. Mm. Also, Anthony Gordon, doesn't he seem like a bit decisive?
Yeah, he's supposed to go to Chelsea.
Yeah,
he was true. Because remember when he was at
mad Chelsea, bro. Holy shit!
When he was at Everton, all these coaches, Lampard kept on believing on this guy. When Lampard was the coach at Everton,
I'm sure
he was. Lampard is not a good coach.
I told you guys all Lampard of a sudden. I told you, watch out for this guy.
Yeah, but we tried then again, he's signed 2 years.
He signed it to Newcastle by Eddie Howe. So I think there's something with Anthony Gordon going on. He's a good player.
Maybe a Newcastle player, but
he actually played quite well. And so did Joe Willock. Joe Willock came on and
he was the one who chased the ball.
I actually tweeted that they've taken off their main man, their Wilson. Target man, right?
So, yeah.
So now we need to manage this game in transition better than we did against Chelsea because you guys didn't play with a
main man.
With Nicholas Jackson up top. So you guys played with false forwards. You were better in transition. But anyway, I didn't lose any sleep. You know what I mean? Like usually I'll watch a shisha, bro. I'll be ranting maybe on Twitter, reading tweets, arguing with guys, watching like, I don't know, the Football Terrace or Arsenal Fan TV or something, right? Just soaking it all in. That day I was just like, whatever, man.
You kind of expected it maybe.
No, I don't think I expected it. I really expected us to win, but because we won there last season.
Is it because you know you're not winning the league? Because Liverpool fans are furious against Tottenham.
Furious.
We've lost the league by 1 point twice. So like that's just crucial crazy.
For you guys. Yeah,
it's really crucial. To be fair, sometimes it doesn't even have anything to do with the points that you guys do or don't get because Man City will get calls anyway. Right, Man City will get their own decisions anyway. Like that penalty Hoyland on. On Rodri.
Yeah, that's not a pen.
Sorry,
yeah,
no, it's not a pen.
The game has gone soft.
It's gone soft, isn't it? But it's not a pen because you don't see others like those moments being given.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it is a foul. It's obstruction. Yeah. You've obstructed the guy. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, Rodri wasn't getting the ball, but Man City get that call. Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, I just don't think we get those calls. And Newcastle have been getting good calls this lately.
Yeah. Money.
Like I know my people. I know my
Arabs.
I know. Holy shit. I don't think you've seen 2034. World Cup.
Ooh. Yeah.
There we go, my guy.
So will Newcastle make top 4?
Come on.
No. Who's going to pip them? United?
Oh, no. Sorry. I mean, Manchester United.
Yeah, this
The Manchester United.
No, I'm calling them the Man United guy.
The theater of dreams.
No, you're talking from where, bro?
Yeah. I have money, though.
Conte, can we lower his chair? Just to go ahead.
So,
but what about...
Will they make top 4?
Yeah, they'll... Well, I mean,
top 4 is already for me, to my opinion.
I don't know if they'll make top 4, but do they need to make top 4? See, you can also make top 5 and still make Champions League. And United,
with a top 5,
Chelsea and Man United won't be in the Champions League next year. That's
why.
Mad.
Why? We're making top 5.
Come on.
We'll make top 5.
We're making top 5.
We've been serious.
I don't know, but let's be serious.
We're only 6 points behind you.
Let's be serious.
We've been serious.
Yeah, let's be serious.
Yeah, we're making top
5. Imagine 5 losses.
We're making top 4. Actually, we're making top 4.
Bro, someone called.
You guys know expressions.
You guys know expressions. The Tottenham fan.
No.
Some funny guy. You know, from the UK. He called. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Cool.
He called Ten Hag.
Uh-huh.
Ole Gunnar Tenchar, bro. Sofyan Haramrabat.
Quite.
This is after they got finished by Man City.
You know,
but I feel like
a little bit, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
I feel like racismo a little bit, but just because I'm Arab. but you guys have too many problems. You guys have too many problems, man.
Us.
Yeah.
It's not about Newcastle. It's about Newcastle. And I just think Newcastle have everything. And they'll spend again in January.
They will.
Tonight.
They have the Arab owners you guys don't want.
Yeah.
You guys didn't get, rather.
Sheikh Jassim.
No shitty people in that club.
Yeah, let's not talk about you guys again. But that's my bad. I roped you back in there. But I just think they have everything they need, bro. They might not score the most goals. Lakini solid, bro. When you play against them, bro, you just know Mtachoka. You walk out.
It's even annoying.
Kwanza away from home.
And then they are good at wasting time.
Do you guys think if we get Eddie Howe out of the picture in Newcastle, they'll still be performing the way they are performing right now?
I think Eddie
Howe
will.
He's a good manager, though.
He's a good manager, though.
But he's not like the next step manager to take them to winning titles and stuff.
What do you know about next step managers? You guys have been changing managers for the last 10 years.
I've had a title last year.
Fuck's sake. Title, bro. They never say the name of the title.
They never say the name of the title.
They never say one word.
One silverware.
Powerade cup, man.
What did you finish? Number 2?
Ilya Tanzania and Gani. Azam.
Did you finish number? Number 2?
Yeah.
With nothing.
With nothing.
And we still played Community Shield ahead of Carabao Cup winners.
But you guys are dropping.
Nah, they won our hearts.
Yeah?
Yeah, We did.
Anyways,
so let's go to United.
Newcastle definitely make top 5. Top 4.
Top 4.
Yeah.
We good.
Top 4?
Top 4.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
top
who else?
There's Man City.
City, Arsenal,
Liverpool.
Shit. In that order.
May think Spurs are not dropping.
The Spurs,
and I forgot.
Yeah.
So I think they'll make top 5. They'll be in the Champions League. Yeah.
We keep on assuming Spurs.
Fuck Spurs.
I don't think.
We're not used to them being there. You know, it's like
fair, yeah.
It's like a deja something.
Yeah. Last season we were not used to Newcastle being there. So
Newcastle.
Yeah. Last season Spurs. The same way we are not used to Tottenham being there. The same way last season we were not used to Newcastle being there.
And then they're playing one game per week. Ah, that's an advantage.
Blessing in disguise again.
Yeah.
Which we don't have.
And then your coach is...
You also playing one game a week.
Blessing in disguise to them. We don't
have. So it's like United.
United.
Saron, you'll start. I'm an answer.
Go on.
No, let's
I need you to shut these guys in.
let me start.
How long did you sleep? How long was your nap yesterday? From like 4 till about 6? Like, how long did you sleep, honestly?
Like 3 hours yesterday.
3 hours?
Yeah.
You look like you've had a lot of rest. Good for you, man.
I'm just happy, you know.
Yeah, skin's glowing and shit.
I know, right?
Then you just wake up and United have won.
I know, and Arsenal have lost.
Yeah, it's
Liverpool have drawn with a shitty team.
It's dope, it's dope.
Yeah.
But that's Fulham performance.
Chelsea are losing. You know, like, that week you're not getting banter from anyone. Like,
man.
You're still...
You're the one giving banter. Like, you're the one giving banter.
You're not really, though.
You can.
But you'll get a reaction you
if
don't
we
want.
Say, if you don't
like
have...
being told, you've lost more games in one competition.
If you say, put your 3 points on the table right now.
I already don't talk.
Who has them?
You only me. Out.
Put
only
your 20 me. Points on the table right now.
I'm
asking you literally for 20 points on the Premier League table, my guy.
I have 18. I'm left two.
20. I asked
20. I'm UEFA.
Wait, you guys won again?
Yeah.
Come in on. UEFA?
Mm.
Copenhagen?
Yeah.
They did win.
Oh, yeah.
Maguire, Onana saved.
As I was saying.
Yeah. 100 Magnana saved you guys. Anyway,
we are from a position that individual errors are over. Like, we're not losing games from individual
over.
Errors.
Yeah. Individual
errors are over.
Yeah, they
people
say,
like
they
Maguire.
They really
like,
say
you're not gonna make those.
No, really said that.
He said over.
As like it's finally.
Yeah.
We don't as like.
Like Onana is not letting in those stupid balls he used to let them in.
Now.
Lord.
Yeah.
See,
now.
He's talking about Fulham.
See, I'm talking about Fulham.
Right, fair enough.
He made 3 good saves, like crazy.
Against
saves.
Fulham, man.
Yeah, you drew against Fulham.
You drew against Fulham.
Let's not get carried away.
So like, all I'm saying is
let him get carried away.
No,
you see, we're talking about United, and you guys are talking.
I bet, like
it's my team, man.
Zuma, okay, Mike. Okay.
Go ahead. Fair enough.
Go ahead. So like, as I'm
talk.
As I was saying, like we're in a. I'm not saying we're back, but I think Ten Hag profits off making scrappy wins. Like that's just him. Like. Last year we didn't make that number 3 because we were really, really good. We just had scrappy wins, like 2-1 wins, 1-0 wins, 2-1 comebacks, like, and that's what we're gonna do this year. And that's how we're getting to form. And
yes,
then
sir.
And then this year, the best part about it, we're learning a new system. Like we're starting to build from the back.
You guys always learn every
new system. Building from the back is a new system.
For us, it's always.
Bro, where you guys been?
For us, it's always Onana.
Burnley build from the back.
Onana to Rashford. Rashford run.
Burnley. Zoom
is ranting and he's only had one good season
I'm
of building from the back.
Burnley,
you know?
And bro, just trophyless.
Yes.
Wait. Why are you chatting?
Why is he chatting? And Angie Postecoglou came juicy and they're already building from the back.
Does he
spend 400 M?
Niggas chatting. Yeah.
Bro,
anyways, I think what he's trying to say is like they're trying to build. That's why they brought in Onana. They, you know, just that soaking up pressure, then building from the back.
You're
that's
being
why
sarcastic.
They need a,
you know,
you're being sarcastic.
I can't either that or you're walking right back. Because how the fuck are you allowing that to go on? Bro, it's fucking Fulham. Okay, like you should win.
You see, my point
Manchester
is,
should
it's
win.
Not such a big
all right.
You should not be
talking.
My point
away,
is,
bro.
My point.
My speech.
Jamaliza,
watch your speech.
Spitting.
Really? Spitting. All right,
just buzz, clean
buzz
up after.
Buzz on bars.
There's no bars.
So and then like, from what I saw from yesterday's game, our players are back. So we are playing a match. We're not controlling games, but we are.
We've always been that way, though.
We have a 60-40. We used to have like a 80-20. You get, we're getting a 60-40 now performance from our players.
You know what's mad, though?
Something.
You know what's mad, though?
Yeah.
I can look at a Fulham team and still think there's a player from Fulham who walks into the United first 11. Palinha.
Maybe
he walks in your team.
No, he doesn't.
He walks.
Declan fucking Rice, mate. Let's be honest.
Jorginho.
Declan Rice
Jorginho.
Is so good.
Jorginho.
Whichever team he would have gone
Jorginho.
To, except Chelsea
sure.
United. If
yeah.
he went to Liverpool, for example,
yeah,
he makes them
even
title
Palinha.
Contenders.
Definitely.
Yeah. Even Palinha.
Yeah, also Palinha. But he's not Declan
Rice. He was supposed to go to Bayern. Like, don't
but what I'm saying is, where was Anthony?
Where was Anthony? He was in Brazil. He's never come back from Brazil.
You
since
know what's crazy? I saw a stat. Anthony has 3 Premier League assists ever since he joined
United.
But he
has the best defense.
Doku had 4
in one game.
He plays for
and he cost 40 million less.
Again, they're going to say it's City.
No.
Say.
It's like,
that's what they're going to say. It's City.
Anthony's just a shit player.
You know how bad it is? You know how bad it is?
Yeah.
You know how bad it is? They need the court case to go against Anthony to get rid of him. United fans need him to actually have beaten a woman so that they get rid of him.
I was very happy when he was away.
We're sick and tired of things. Like,
but he has a lot of TikTok videos.
When the guy was away building a case, it's mad. They need him. Yeah, please be a criminal. Please be a criminal. Yes, he's gone.
We are going to bring our original criminal back, Grayson.
Yeah,
I think United fans, what guys you do is you give these players, most of your new signings, you give them their flowers too early. They perform one game, two good games.
We believe in our players.
We all about Antony.
Antony actually
has. Yeah. But bro, Ali Kam, akafunga Arsenal.
Yeah,
Man City.
For sure.
Man City, yeah.
Everton, a crucial goal.
Yeah, for sure.
Unge Semanini.
Akafunga Barcelona.
Why are we giving Doku his praises?
Wait. Goals need to be taken into context. Goals are goals. You can't argue with them, right? But look at his performances.
He has four goals and two assists in 33 appearances.
Not just statistically. Yeah. Like even his influence ability. His overall ability, whether it's skill or physicality. I kept telling my boy, he's a massive United fan. Yeah. I kept telling him, you can't compare him to some of the other wingers and what he was doing. Like, he was asking me, how come he's not doing what he was doing at Ajax in the Premier League? I was like, because Ajax, you don't need to be as explosive. You don't need to be as physical. You don't need to be as fast in the first 5 yards. You get?
Yeah.
Defenders are shit. Farmers League, guys, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Now he's come to the Premier League. He's seeing a 6'4" Dan Burn. 6'7", run at the same pace as him. You're like, how do you even beat a guy?
Should we blame it still on Erik ten Hag? Remember, Ten Hag had this guy in Ajax. Didn't he put all that into consideration before bringing him in the Prem?
All his targets have been Ajax players.
Yeah,
that's a massive red flag for me. Because it's incestuous, right? Yeah. It's like hiring your cousin or your mom, you know, to be your employee or your sister or some shit like that.
So nepotism is also going on to Man United.
A little bit. Like, it's weird because think about it.
We should say the same for Azeta as well.
Not Mazraoui. Al Ghazi.
Yeah.
That was a stopgap solution.
Yeah.
Did a stopgap solution have to be his former player from
No.
Weghorst, right?
Yeah.
His first center back target was actually Yuren Timber. When he didn't get the first one, he went for the second guy from Ajax. It's mad.
But you need players you can trust. I think
you need to trust Anthony.
I don't trust Anthony.
Like,
he trusts Martinez.
All I'm saying is, Jadon Sancho, the way Man United is going, he's put his weight down. He's getting back on the treadmill. He's going to be working out very hard. He knows Ten Hag is going. Because once Ten Hag goes, he can bench Anthony.
Ten Hag is not going.
Sancho
is the one going.
Ten Hag is in the sack race, and these guys are in denial. But I feel for someone like Jadon Sancho. I completely understand Ronaldo's position when it comes to Ten Hag.
Yeah.
Because he has favoritism in his squad. It's not about meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Except when it comes to Scott McTominay, because he's their top scorer in the league, by the way.
Casemiro.
No, it's Scott McTominay. Check your stats. 4 goals.
In the league.
It would have been 4 goals if that goal wasn't ruled out. By the way, I don't think that goal was offside.
It wasn't offside. What the fuck is that?
There was a point impeding. They were putting
that spotlight on Maguire and I was...
No. What's crazy though is even that offside, right? There was a Fulham leg clearly playing Maguire on. And I'm like, guys... I get it. His head's massive, but he's still onside. You know what I mean? He's still onside.
You should judge him because of his head.
Exactly. Like you can adjust. You don't need to adjust the lines. I can tell he's onside.
Mm. But Afrika ball.
But Yule defender, Angem Fikia. Ganacho. There's no way he was gonna reach it. So
and because he raised his leg or something, as
not offside.
Yeah.
That game should have been a bit more comfortable
like,
with that.
There was a stat TNT posted. Like how many. Each team, how many times they've been fucked up by VAR? Ours is the most, like, get 6 goals.
It's about time, bro. You guys used to get the best refereeing decisions.
Riding along with Tottenham in the Liverpool game.
You see me, I'm a football fan. When Liverpool suffer, I don't
know. It's about the game.
You didn't say anything about the Liverpool stuff.
You said it was okay.
He actually said it was okay.
He said it. Human error.
He was like, yo. My point is. This thing is a computer controlled by a human. There must be errors.
Same way, it's a computer for you guys.
There must be errors until we introduce AI like World Cup or UEFA.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, professionally.
Oh, I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher?
Yeah.
How many times do you make errors?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
You're a shit teacher.
No.
No wonder you're like Eric.
No, like, but like Rambic, I do. When you're preparing your stuff, Checking. You make errors.
We're at the highest level of the sport,
man.
Right? Uh-huh. In the biggest sport in the world,
yeah.
In the biggest league in the world. Why do leagues like Ligue 1 and Serie A and La Liga have a semi-automated version of VAR than us? Like, why do they have that compared to us? And we're the biggest league. Have you seen their marketing?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't even know if a player plays shit like Gavi or Rafinha, I don't give a shit. I don't even know because the marketing's dead.
Yeah.
We're the biggest league. We should have the best technology and the best refs. And even then, look at the implementation by the human referees of VAR in Serie A. It's fantastic.
But the Premier League.
League One as well. Fantastic.
But the Premier League clubs voted against the AI stuff themselves.
Also, think about it. Refs, where do they all come from? First of all, they have to be white for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Indian, Arab, black refs, apparently we can't do it.
Biased.
You know? Apparently we're shit or something.
Yeah.
Then where do they all come from in the UK? North. Mm. North England.
Look,
most of them come from North England. Michael Oliver, who was the VAR against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Right? He was against Arsenal. Yeah. But he was the VAR for the Arsenal Newcastle game. He was pictured having a beer, a pint in his hand, and a Newcastle jersey. So, on a night out.
I didn't see
sometime
that.
Sometime back.
Does it matter?
that means,
and it wasn't
sometime
back.
Already
I think it was even last season because it looked like last season's jersey. Like the sponsorship and everything.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Lee Mason, Sawa, fucking born in Manchester, bro. Born in Manchester, though. He's refereeing the Arsenal game and then he overruled the Martinelli goal at Old Trafford. Remember? Like, that kind of shit can't happen, bro. Not at the highest level.
Makes sense.
But it is happening, though. Yeah. But consistently. Like, errors are there consistently.
But I wanted to ask you. You've just finished with the Fulham game. Sawa.
Mm.
Do you guys make it out of the group?
Champions League.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't.
Confidently.
We are.
Don't. Confidently.
All right, hold on.
Confidently.
Hold on. You guys play Galatasaray away.
Yeah. Copenhagen away. This week.
Yeah.
And Bayern Munich.
Home.
At home.
10 points out of 12.
Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's home or away. You're getting your cheeks clapped. But Copenhagen away, you barely won. You needed a masterclass from fucking Maguire and Onana
to
save you guys.
No,
I'm not saying you didn't.
Yeah.
But that's what you needed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You think you're gonna get that again?
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
Galatasaray.
I'm not thinking
Zaha is gonna shit on Dalot again.
I don't think we're making
Wan-Bissaka is back. Wan-Bissaka is back.
I don't think
Wan-Bissaka is back.
I don't think the same formation started against
Terrible formation.
At home,
I think.
But Galatasaray, those players, that back four, I don't think they'll start.
Well, that's the same back
like
four.
Because Maguire
started.
Will be there. Okay, Maguire was there. Maguire, Varane. Varane is a Champions League player now, according to him.
Yeah, but I don't think Maguire and Varane start a game together because they're similar players, no?
And then there's
they wouldn't start a game together.
They will start Champions League because.
No, but see, that's. I was actually discussing this with a boy of mine yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Just yesterday. He was explaining why Ten Hag said Varane was a tactical decision, not being played with Maguire or Johnny Evans. And he said, that guy is limited in English, right? So he couldn't, he just said tactical, but what he does mean, because he explained that in the post-match conference, is that Maguire and Varane are similar players.
Yeah, they play long balls.
Yeah, but also like in terms of like their defensive
positioning.
They're readers of the game.
He prefers Maguire on the right side.
A little bit. I think distribution is very similar. Like he said, long passes and whatnot, but also on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But then he wanted Johnny Evans on the left and not Varane or Maguire because Johnny Evans can ping with his left. Yeah. Can play with his left.
Yeah. Remember the assist against Bell?
More assists than Rashford.
Bruno's goal of the month.
Anyway, but I think well done for the 3 points. I can't believe we spent this much time talking about it.
We are talking about even VAR. We haven't even talked about United.
It was my turn.
What do you mean? What else is there to say?
It was like your take.
It was a poor performance. I would lie, mm-hmm. But I was happy as
poor performance.
It was a poor performance.
I actually should have just asked him.
I said 60-40.
No, you're fucking delusional.
I said 60-40.
You're so delusional.
You're
so delusional.
It was a poor performance. I'm happy Ali Bench. Amrabat, because I haven't seen Amrabat cook at all. Okay, I did not watch Moroccan games a lot, but I was like, he's not cooking at all.
Haram Rabat, bro.
So I'm happy as
Sophie and Andrew Tate.
So I'm happy as Aleko bench, Rashford peer bench. No wonder how.
Rashford, to be fair, those are good decisions.
Even if you're poor, bench. Punishment is a punishment.
If you're a drunkard, you should not play.
No, you're not Neymar. It's only Neymar given that.
If you're a wife beater like Anthony, but no. that's not where Erling Haaland draws the line.
Yeah. Then I have my criticism about Bruno. Okay, Alifunga. So I was like, I can't speak much. But if you're having off games, echo bench. I don't lie. It's like if you're having off games.
I can't believe that guy is your captain, bro.
We have no one.
You
else.
Know that guy. That
he's
guy
actually
like,
their top scorer. Top
yeah.
With Scott. With 3 goals.
Really? Good for them, man. What's up? Good for them. I mean midfield, not mid.
Midfield, yeah.
Midfielders, yeah.
As long as we have a better strike.
But he's such... Imagine being in a team with him, bro, as he's your captain. No. He's your captain, and he's just whining, bro. Just complaining. When you don't give him a ball, complains.
I'd rather him
when he doesn't can. Give you the ball because of a mispass, complains. Like, bro, he's so fucking annoying. Odegaard that's the guy leading your team, and you guys are wondering
but
why.
But he doesn't ghost like Odegaard.
Yeah. Does he?
Mm.
Odegaard has.
Have we actually found Odegaard?
He's fantastic, bro.
Where is he?
Since Man City, I've never seen him.
Isn't it sad that we're comparing someone who's like 29, 28 in the prime of his career?
We're not comparing.
You know, the same as like Odegaard over Bruno.
Yeah. No, Odegaard.
Who can say that?
Captain.
Who can say that?
For many different reasons.
As a player, Odegaard over Bruno. You know.
Yes, Odegaard, for sure.
Oh my God.
You know why? You
he
know
says
what?
I'm delusional. Wait, he says I'm delusional.
I've been actually waiting to bring this up. I was speaking to a United fan. Mm-hmm. He's a nationwide player. So I'm not going to name drop, but he's a nationwide player. So, midfielder. United fan, diehard, damn. I asked, we were just having a conversation. We started talking about Odegaard or Bruno. Just because I played football with him. Very good player, by the way. Mm. And I'm sure you guys play as well.
Yeah, we do play.
Yeah.
I'm sure you play well. Exactly. You play with his shit. He said he was shit teacher. He can't be a better player.
I'm a good player.
All right, fair enough. But
Pogba region,
my guy. All right, so you come with all the problems. Let's go. But I asked him, like, if you were to choose between Odegaard and Bruno, what would you choose? He was like, I'm going to give you two answers, but answering the same question.
Okay.
I was like, so. He said, Bruno is a player I would love to have on my team, but not as my captain, but I would love to have on my team, right? Because he's productive. And he has quality. I'm not saying no. Uh-huh. Then he was like, but if I wanted to be like a player, I would want to be Odegaard. If I want to play like someone, I would want to play like Odegaard. But if I want to play with someone, it would be Bruno. Because the things Odegaard does, you wish you could do them.
Magic.
See, that's what I said. I said it actually on Pulse Live. I was asked ahead of the United game. I said, Bruno is Velcro. Uh-huh. Odegaard is silk. Bruno is not good on the eye. You know, like, he can rub you the wrong way very easily, like Velcro. Odegaard, he's silk.
So basically,
in the same way, he'll rub you great. Don't worry about it. Pause. But... like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, sometimes you won't even feel like he's there because he ghosts.
But I get what you're saying though. Odegaard plays more attractive football than Bruno.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. Like if we compare them, even as leaders, in my opinion, Odegaard carries himself much better.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't speak.
He doesn't. No. He doesn't. And you don't need to.
I don't want my captain not speaking.
No, Bruno.
And now you have someone who talks too much.
Yeah.
Bruno doesn't. Exactly. Bruno rants all the time. He doesn't speak. He rants all the
time. I'm not saying he's the perfect captain, Bruno. But I'm saying I'd rather have a Jorginho as my captain or a he'll talk to me when I'm fucking up.
It's either Declan Rice or Odegaard. And why I say Odegaard? Rice is a leader. I mean, he was a former
naturally
captain, former captain, right? And he's gonna be future England
like
captain.
Bellingham.
Yeah, and Odegaard is a different type of leader, right? He's quiet, but when he does speak, it's meaningful, and then he leads by his actions as well. Like Tomiyasu last season, the mistake he made against City.
De Bruyne.
Odegaard was the first one to Tomiyasu. He went and lifted his chin, like chin up, bro.
Yeah,
let's go.
That's what you need from your captain.
Absolutely. In tough times, sure. I'm sure he'd punch someone before. like Anthony. but Odegaard as well, like he shows leadership in other ways. When this guy, when we beat Brentford in the Carabao Cup, we played some guy called Charles Segui or something, some kid from the academy, right? He just made his professional debut for Arsenal and he played like 60, 70 minutes. Like we're clapping the away fans and Odegaard's leading the ovation, like thank you. He goes and gets this guy, Charles Segui, the youngster.
Yeah.
And he tells him, yo, go get your applause. Like go get your ovation, man. You've done well. You've made your freaking debut, you know. He pushes people on. Against Bournemouth, Kai Havertz scored that goal because of Odegaard. Odegaard told Jesus, yo, Chegi, we're winning.
Urumia, jamaa.
Yeah, Chegi.
The pity penalty.
Yeah. So he went and spoke to Jesus first. Then he went and told Saka what they discussed with Jesus. They gave it to Kai Havertz. And then when he scored, he pushed him. Like, bro, go on. You done this. Well done. That's you. And for me, I don't need that show boasting. Because sometimes it's disingenuous. You know, remember Alexis Sanchez?
Yeah.
Arsenal players used to have an issue with Alexis Sanchez because he would go around, right, just like whining. Like, bro, even when he doesn't get a pass, he'll throw his hands up in the air. Like Bruno does.
I think right? Saruni...
It's petulant. That's the word. So, no. Like, he'll do that at Atatupamkono. He'll show other people that he's not happy with you. And that's not the right kind of leadership. And for me, it just sends out the wrong message. Whereas Odegaard tries to send the right message all the time.
I think he's more of what Saruni is trying to support. Bruno is more of an old school type of captain.
Yeah, I just don't think, you know, compare Bruno to the former captains you guys had. Roy Keane, you know, Ray Rooney, Maguire, you know, like you can't compare.
Yeah, you can't compare. Yeah.
Can't compare.
So I think the next topic is we've finished Man United.
Yeah, we finished.
Tired of seeing Maxos, tired of seeing Anthony. Palacios should play somewhere. Liverpool, Tambi.
Yo,
you are this close, manzi.
Luton, bro, this close.
Today we have had the best episode.
Yo, your stadium ilikuwa rocking.
Yeah. It was rocking. No.
It was. I don't
that's
think
that's not a stadium, bro. That's a training pitch. Bro, those guys got noise complaints from
neighbors.
Yeah. Ah, man, that was crazy.
Dave Strong, man from Manchester United.
You guys were given 7 minutes added time.
Yeah.
Because the
ball kept going to the neighbor's yard. And you guys still drew.
With Salah.
Yo, the thing is, Salah had a relatively quiet game.
I told you, if it's not a penalty.
Poor,
I
don't not quiet.
He was quiet. He was quiet.
If it's not a penalty, I don't know what it is.
He had even a problem controlling
ball. I actually watched the game. Yeah. He had problem controlling the ball. It was just a bad game for Salah.
He's not used to playing seven-a-side football. That's why, bro.
That's why we need like another talisman for us, really.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the inconsistency of Darwin, it's time like Klopp tries another, you know, another person up front, like really like Gakpo.
Saka.
He should buy Saka. Maybe.
Buy Saka.
Yeah.
Not buy necessarily.
You guys
pay
Salah 300k. You want to afford Saka? Because
it's crazy. Akuna story ati your ball ilikuwa ina bounce awkwardly nini. These are... Na inanikumbusha the SAS times. I don't know if you guys remember the SAS times.
Sterling.
Actually, hiyo ni chance Sturridge and a Barry. Naweza kupea example here, like ball in a bounce awkwardly in a Sturridge and a Barry, your ball. Like, those were my best days as a Liverpool fan.
Did you see Salah's reaction after that?
Yeah, man. Salah's, it was crazy.
He was done. He was man, agitated.
I've tried everything.
I should have gone I get paid 300k to play with Darwin Nunez. Like, I could play with Mane for $1 million a week.
Even did a somersault. Like, and so Gomez. He was.
Bro, but, mad, because he's probably thinking, you know, like, I'm playing with Darwin Nunez and some guy who.
Gomez,
Jota.
By the way, honorable mention, Luis Diaz's parents were found, right?
Yeah.
His dad.
His dad was found, but his dad is yet to be found. Yeah, football has a way of, you know, its own scripts. Yeah, that was beautiful to watch. Nah, Diaz actually coming on and scoring. No, actually, the moment. So it was actually like a, you know, something like a blessing in disguise, maybe.
To be fair, you know, I don't know why he's scoring goals against Luton. He should be looking for his dad himself. Like, I don't understand why you're leaving it to the Colombian Colombian police.
Like, it's like leaving.
Bro, have a word with Pablo Escobar's like grandson or some shit. Mm. See if you can, you know, give him a bribe.
The son is still alive, even.
Oh, really? Escobar's son. So he can just talk to his son.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting for Colombian police. Mad, bro. But anyway.
Why did you draw?
Hmm? Yeah, why did you draw? I was playing a FIFA tournament the whole time.
Oh, really?
Oh, I see it, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing a FIFA tournament, and then I'm being told that you guys.
For sure.
I won Miller, bro.
Anyway. Carragher was talking about, like, we're not ready to.
Yeah, to win the Premier.
Yeah, challenge for the title.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, actually, McAllister is not playing in the position he needs to play, really. Mm. Like, he's slow and all. I need Endo to be playing that Luton game, because it's Luton. I mean, it's Luton, bro.
Yo, once you say need Endo, like, we're like, show.
Yo.
End the show.
For real.
End the show. What are we doing? I need Endo?
I need Endo to be playing that Luton game, that particular game, bro.
Because that's his level.
No, because because he's a new game.
For him to even play, you see, a manager sees what goes on in training. You get.
Absolutely.
And then, that's why I even say, that's why Anthony starts sometimes, because what you show in training is what merits you to start.
I know, his dad is boy.
That's the
his
case at United. It's supposed to be that too, but I don't think that's what happens at United.
So, like, he has the best defensive stats, even better than defenders at United.
Uliona Fulham vile alifanyo?
Alifanyo, Anthony amekuwa akifanyo.
Yo, this is not about United.
It's not about United.
This is not about United.
He's so poor, Klopp doesn't even know like why he signed him. Like,
yeah.
Are you sure? Have you been watching the Europa League games,
but
bro?
That's Europa, like,
yeah, that's
Europa.
His level. That's like Bundesliga.
If it was Champions League, he wouldn't be playing.
He wouldn't be playing, no way.
I bet, like, you Kwanza, know, all
you,
in all.
If you take Endo Ataru in a Champions League squad, that's a crime. That should be there with the ICC. The Hague.
I mean, like,
how the fuck are you guys taking him to a Champions League squad?
But I mean, now, we're not here for, you know, no reason, like, for real. Like, we don't have all these points for no reason. So we are definitely doing something different than last season.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with Jamie Carragher that you guys aren't.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's too soon to say.
It's too soon to say, and like, to add on to that, he was saying like that our aim is the top four. No, our aim is not. We're trying to win the league, bro. Mm.
There's no way any Liverpool player in that squad looks at that comment and thinks, yeah, that's about right.
No way they agree with that.
They're like, yo, we're pushing City.
Carragher was tweaking.
Nah, he was. He was struggling there. But that's what happens with fans, right? Too reactive. They're too reactive. It's like, immediate aftermath, guys are saying someone like Edin Nketiah is shit. He's never going to make it. Then the same guy was bigging him up for his hat-trick last week. Bro, shut the fuck up and sit down.
Yeah, come on.
And that's why Jamie Carragher, for me, like, in as much as I think he has great points for other teams that he gives analysis for, like other teams, United, Arsenal, whatever, doesn't give good analysis for Liverpool.
But he said it's like they need another defender.
No.
He said they need a defender and midfielder, world class midfielder.
Yeah, but they can do that in January, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not over until.
But Liverpool don't spend money.
We can definitely.
But bro, they clearly had 150 million to spend for Caicedo.
John Henry.
And then he went to Chelsea.
I feel like they should run that clip back of John Henry kind of walking, you know, below the tunnel. And then they're telling him, like, Henry, we need a midfielder. And then he's just done this. Yeah. So I feel like,
Anyway, we're not near January yet. So
yeah, but I feel like, you know. with the teams, it's like they're parking the bus and all. And I feel like this season we are kind of breaking them down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as compared to last season, so it's still encouraging. I know we'll bounce back for you.
No, you will. It's Luton. You'll win other games. But the I think the point is why we say, I guess you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but why we say, I'm assuming the other guys are saying, why we say that Liverpool are yet to be like confirmed as title contenders or they're title contenders, but they just haven't clicked is because you guys are soft. Going back, like defensively, they're soft.
On transition, as like
not just in transition, but also even when they're pinned back, I think they're soft.
Actually, McAllister, when you highlight McAllister, and Alifanya, your boys fungo. Jo Aqua like aggressive akifuato wachong.
Also, you have underperforming defenders.
Huh?
You have underperforming defenders.
Yeah.
Think about it. I was actually discussing with this guy, with the same United fan. Yesterday, we discussed. Fucking hell. You gotta get paid for this shit. but we were discussing it, and he was like, Liverpool have experience. So he sees Liverpool ahead of Arsenal in terms of the title contention.
Yeah.
And I was like, which experience? Right? Mm. And then he mentioned seven players who've been there and done that for Liverpool recently. Yep. So, but then four of them are struggling for form. Joel Matip, Robertson.
Robertson is like, actually injured. Yeah.
Robertson's injured now. But even when he was playing, he wasn't playing well. Mm-hmm. Trent is a bit iffy, right? And Joe Gomez, you guys don't even want him at the club anymore.
Yeah.
So five of those players, Van Dijk and Alisson are not too bad.
Yeah, I don't know why this guy keeps on mentioning Van Dijk like he doesn't watch.
But bro, you guys have Johnny.
No. But Van Dijk has been.
I don't get where guys come from.
No.
Bro, Van Dijk can be for 80, bro.
It was the Van Dijk of 20.
The Ballon d'Or.
2018.
And appreciate that for what it was. But if you want to see that, again, watch William Saliba, my guy. He's everything Axel Tuanzebe should have been. There was a tweet I saw at like 300, 400. Retweets. Mm. Guy, United fan, he was like, bro, Saliba is what Tuanzebe should have been, our Saliba. And then there was another guy who said, I hate how, it was actually my boy Saddam. He said, I hate how calm Saliba is on the ball.
He is. He's a good player, but you guys.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is a good player.
He has learned to inform.
He has had one season.
He's already world class.
You're thinking like he's Rio Ferdinand.
Is he world class or not?
For me, Saliba. World class.
He's top class.
Remember, this guy's young. You can't compare him with Van Dijk. He's a young guy. Van Dijk has already.
Especially as a centre back. That's the hardest position to play football.
If I want to see Van Dijk, I watch Saliba. So he was.
Yeah, you do.
So for me, Van Dijk is world class.
If you wanna see that Van Dijk,
watch Saliba. That's why.
Because that was
the point. The point is, Van Dijk has reduced his levels. He may not be poor or anything,
fuck out,
but he has reduced
since the injury.
You know, that's the thing though. You're saying that as a fan, and then when Saliba, an actual Premier League defender, is asked who are the best centre-backs in the league, he'll say Thiago Silva and Van Dijk. Even in the last season, he came off his injury, so I understand where what he's been through, stuff like that. It takes time, especially his knee injury. It takes time. But they have that context. We don't. Or we choose not to use that context because we're biased.
It's the latter. It's the latter for real.
It's the lack of... He's unwilling to have that context.
You're being biased. The same way.
Bro, if Van Dijk comes to United, he benches all your centre-backs.
If he goes to any team, he benches anyone. He benches anyone.
Maybe Gabriel. Even then, it depends on the day. Gabriel
see against Sheffield, he was on the bench or something. Start of the season.
You're criticizing him for a decision he couldn't make.
Start of the season, he was not playing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now he started, and look at us.
But you can't say it's like Van Dijk
dominated Hoyland. Dominated so many players.
That was a foul on Hoyland.
Dominated Haaland. Oh my god, him and Saliba. I think Haaland is still in their pocket. Someone check. That's what I'm saying. Like, Van Dijk walks into most defenses in the league. And you're saying he's dropped. Bro, that's
my point
crazy.
Is, he was a 5-star, he's a 4.5-star.
I'm asking you right now, if you were sitting down with Eddie Howe or Gary O'Neill or Pochettino, yo, Van Dijk though. You think they'd agree with you? They'd chill, get the fuck out of here, bro. Yeah, of course I'd take him in my team. You're being an idiot. How are you saying?
I'm saying if I'm Rashford right now.
Let's go.
If I'm Rashford and I'm about to face Van Dijk right now, or I was supposed to face him in 2019.
Rashford has one goal.
Against Arsenal.
In the Premier League.
Against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
So.
Very good goal.
Very. Very. Goal. Not goals. Goal.
It's okay.
One goal in 11
last
games.
Last year, a time like now. He was the same.
Saying Rashford now, he looks at Van Dijk. Rashford right now looks at himself. He doesn't know what he's doing.
One-on-one like right now.
So basically his point is.
What's your point? Make your point.
My point is, it's easier to beat Van Dijk right now than it was.
Okay, cool.
Next set.
Than it was before.
Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough.
That's a shit point. Bro. So, you're telling me the water's wet, bro.
We'll just have to deal with it. I mean, like.
So, suddenly, man. You're facing Newcastle and the Carabao.
Oh, it's them in Newcastle.
Yeah, soon, as like the three. Sindio?
Yeah.
Yeah, the three.
What's the draw, actually?
Newcastle are winning.
I don't know.
I'm first West Ham. Finally, in Newcastle, West Ham, best.
Sour. Mid. Holy shit, that's mad.
me, like, Sioni Banyawana Chile after Ile.
I hope Newcastle win it, though. Yeah. I hope Newcastle win it. You know what?
The only big team they're facing is Liverpool to get the final.
I just know as soon as West Ham win a trophy, Declan Rice will move for 100 and we won a trophy with him. Anyway,
but if you get past Newcastle, we're winning it. Because we'll either face Fulham or Everton.
Yeah.
West Ham.
Everton or something.
Yeah. So Mnachapa Newcastle.
You guys drew with Luton, man.
Yeah, Newcastle. So
we learned our lessons, bro.
Right. Start Endo. That's the lesson.
So your top three standout players so far?
For this season?
Yeah. Silas Maikwe new signing.
Definitely. Cole Palmer. Obviously.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Cole Palmer. Features. Say third. Say third.
Yeah. Number one. Okay. With no order. Okay. I'd start Cole Palmer. Where else should I start? Tonight at
three good weeks.
Nicola. No, I come on.
Conor Gallagher.
Captain.
Disasi.
Hey,
you guys know Disasi has 56 pace on FIFA.
And he's slow even in game.
He's also slow in thinking.
His favorite player.
Disastrous.
Carry on, McGinn.
Martin Odegaard, though, is not being
played.
Odegaard.
Yeah.
Top three standout players.
Palmer, Liverpool, let's go with for me.
Yes, it's
Joboslai.
He's been fantastic.
Yeah, Joboslai.
There's no end product, but he's been good.
Yeah,
he has one goal, I think. I'm not criticizing. Stop getting defensive. I'm just saying, in as much as he's been very good,
he has assists.
No, he has one goal, one assist.
No, he has three assists.
We are going to FPL and I'm going to compare points.
Yeah, I'm going to call
points.
Please show me the assist.
The only game that he scored.
Please show me the Premier League assist.
I do not know.
The Nunes one.
No. I'm just saying, just open the FPL app.
I bet. Like,
I just want to see the number. See Obaya. Like, I would love to.
But the Nunes one. The Nunes one, for sure.
He's been giving
me. I got
12 points last week now.
Yeah, man.
And also, Trippier.
Oh, damn. Trippier
is a good shot.
So, Trippier, Joboslai, and Cole Palmer.
All right, show me, man.
Oh, he has a goal against Villa.
And an assist.
If he had seven assists, I would know.
He has an assist against Brighton.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has one goal, one assist. Not very productive.
He has two assists against Nottingham.
Yeah,
three assists, one goal.
Three assists, one goal. Yeah, he's been balling for
him. He's a number eight. It's a good start.
I'm just saying, like, but from what I've seen, what I know of him, if you guys even go through my tweets, like, from 2019, like, I've wanted Joboslai at our club for such a long time. This guy should be in the 15s. not right now. I'm not saying right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying he didn't. It's only the last two match days where he started getting those assists. The initial games he wasn't, but I guess it takes time to click.
But Liverpool
it takes time to click.
The Villa game was,
I think,
the
he's a great signing. Don't get me wrong.
I've said Palma, Jaboslai.
Those are mid, bro.
And Trippier.
Trippier.
Yo.
Trippier mid.
From Villa.
Interesting, yeah. Better than Casemiro. No way Casemiro walks into that Villa team.
But at that point of view, Casemiro, for me, he's washed.
He's washed, yeah. Carry on.
Yeah, I'd take Douglas Luiz.
That's a good performer.
Madison.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm. See? Already regretting.
And Rodri.
Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll take Son. Yeah, I'll take Salah. You know, goals and assists.
Salah is in my
GA.
No. I was like,
but is he a great performer? He's getting the goals, but is he a great performer? That's my question.
He's been performance. Manze, he's been performance.
What do you mean by performance?
Like,
apart from goals and assists.
Dominating the game. Like, controlling the game. Taking the game by the scruff of the neck. Like, when I look at what James Maddison and Son are doing, I get it. He gets the goals. He's like a Haaland. But in a way, he's like a Haaland on the wing a little bit.
Haaland.
Chill out, man.
Bro, but I feel like he's
71 on FIFA.
I feel like he's creating so many chances.
Yeah,
for
Manzi. Yeah, I know.
His trademark pass. You know, whatever. Like, it's beautiful to watch. Yeah.
All right, fine. I mean, it's your three.
I don't know.
Wrap it up on three.
I'll go for Alisson.
How the fuck? Why are you judging him? You said Cole Palmer.
I'll tell you the reason as to why I said Cole Palmer.
No, we don't need to get into that. He's had three good weeks.
There's no context.
We've watched him. We love him.
Okay, can I change?
Palmer doesn't take time to adapt.
Okay, I'll take Trippier.
I think Newcastle have had a good season.
He's like their chief creator and he's a right back.
I don't think so. I mean, Bruno Guimarães, you could take anyone from that Newcastle team, but I wouldn't say that any one of them is standing out.
But
that's why they're up there, because they're a very good team.
Wilson, though.
For me, I'm taking...
I wouldn't go. I don't think he stands out, does he?
Doesn't.
I'm taking Watkins. I'm taking Son. And I'm picking Salah.
That's mid.
Watkins.
You hit Salah.
Watkins also mid.
Watkins is mid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from the hat-trick, before that, like, he was having, like...
You know what you just said? Hat-trick.
He was scoring.
Someone scored three goals. Like,
as we said about Haaland,
Wait, was it four or three?
It was three.
He was scoring, but he wasn't having good performances.
Look at that. See what you're doing there. You're learning.
Yeah.
I'm teaching the teachers. Let's go. All right, so you said Salah, Trippier.
Salah, okay. Son, and...
Watkins.
Trippier's like the play. But he's a standout.
It's normal him. It's normal.
I'm gonna go.
Odegaard.
Rice.
Rice.
Yeah, I think Rice has been fantastic. But that wasn't my first choice. My first choice actually been Wemo.
Wemo
has been brilliant.
But he had a dip for like three games or something.
His performances were brilliant.
He just didn't score.
Yeah, it was still a problem, bro. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the context about what he's doing outside of Ivan Toney's issue, and Brentford is still helping Brentford like that, I think he's brilliant. Him and Wissa. But I think obviously Mbeumo is better. So Mbeumo, Madison, and I'm going to go Declan Rice.
I see that because of the Nene.
You saw it? Mbeumo, yeah.
I'm Rabat.
Let me defend my point though.
Cole Palmer.
Yeah. If you look at the players that have been signed to the Premier League, most of them, time to adapt. Everybody, time to adapt. But Cole Palmer is coming into a shitty team and he's also performing. Not just because he's from Man City. How many players have gone outside City and not yet performed?
None. Danilo. There is Danilo perform.
Who's Danilo?
You can't remember Danilo, the right from Real Madrid.
Right Juventus.
How are we going pre-COVID?
Yeah,
let's just talk about Gondo. Like, let's not go far.
Oh, anyway.
But Palma is young. So
he's young and look at the standard performances he's bringing.
Good
in a shitty team.
I was gonna say Chelsea.
Yo, we are
done. Fuck, so I think it's
but Aki Kamli, look, as I told
think
you,
good. Don't
he's good. Yeah. He's good.
He's
good. Yeah.
No, he's very good and he's been playing well.
Yeah.
But I just think with everything going on around him.
Imagine.
I mean, the fact that he does that in a struggling team, it's already.
It's a good thing. For it's him, a good thing for but him. At the same time, because he's doing it in a struggling team, you're like, ooh, that looks good because everything else looks shit.
Yeah. There's nothing to stand out except him.
No, but as a Chelsea fan, at least I have something to watch.
Enzo is not pulling those performances that
Enzo, this man just said, after spending £1 billion, he said, as a Chelsea fan, at least I have something to look forward to watch.
Watching
one thing, a 40 million mid player from City.
Academy.
I'm kidding. He's not.
Bro, he didn't even score 3 goals for City.
That's sad. That's sad.
He wasn't starting.
Think about where you are. Think about where you are.
Yeah. Exactly. And you paid 40 million.
Give the guys flowers, man. Come on.
Think about where you are as a club. You've spent £1 billion and you only have one good signing to look forward to.
What? Chelsea prediction. Chelsea versus Spurs. That game we have to turn up. It's not a game of a bargain. We do have to turn up. We don't have excuses for that game. I think it's a 1-0 win to us.
1-0 win to Chelsea.
Yeah, 1-0 win to Chelsea.
Brave prediction.
1-0 win.
Palma scores.
Une Zambia
Palma scores. Even if it's a pen, Palma scores.
Yeah.
I don't care about your 20k. Chelsea are winning.
Why you be so? Why you being salty? Just such another.
We have to win that game. That game actually.
You have to win or we are winning the game.
We are winning the game.
Okay. Me, I'm thinking 3-0. So on hat trick. Very easy.
Jesus.
I think Chelsea will get something, but I think it won't be enough to win them the game. So I feel like 2-1 maybe win for Spurs.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Have you seen the Spurs are playing?
Manze, I'm also going for Spurs, but see how many goals.
But based on history, we win most of this or that derby.
Maybe you get a draw or something. 3-3 goal.
1-0 win.
Me and Taka points are soon.
Anyways.
You're a United fan.
Yeah.
You don't ask for much.
Spurs Nimbaya.
I think Spurs are fantastic, but I think they're also sus defensively.
Yeah. So
that's why, in my opinion.
But like they're more clinical than them.
Of course, they have better players, but. You guys have Nicholas Jackson, bro. I couldn't tell if this guy plays in the Premier League or KPL, man. Like, bro, that guy looks like he has a problem controlling the ball because of the pitch.
Airballs.
In Stamford Bridge.
Again, purple patch player.
Bro. Anyway, I'm just going to go 2-2. I think you guys have a lot about you.
Yeah.
Like, going forward, if you guys don't play Nicholas Jackson up top. But I think also because you guys are both sus defensively, I see a 2-2 draw. I hope it's a 2-2 draw. I think
to favor us.
No, I'm not really worried about Chelsea or Spurs.
Okay.
Spurs are number one.
No, I'm not.
Spurs are fast.
I'm genuinely not worried.
They'll go 29 points if they win.
I'll go 26.
Yeah, that's 5 from the difference.
And United are 8.
How far is that from United?
There's no need to bring United here to gain relevance.
Yeah, you guys just
not like a club.
I'm not letting United up.
All fans like in the world.
One thing. If they draw, that means you guys would be, what?
It doesn't affect us.
Seven points behind them. Yeah. That means you guys are still in title race.
Yeah. We are 6 points behind you. If you guys are in the title race and they're 6 points behind you, then we're in the title race.
Boy math. Boy math.
There's a big game on Sunday. Chelsea, Man City again.
By the way, I'm going to be at the Guinness Match Day Experience.
We're pulling up.
Please do. It's going to be lit. It's going to be both days. It's going to be a whole lot of screens, a whole lot of games. From the planning these men have done, it just looks like it's going to be a massive, massive fan zone.
What's the location?
Would something.
Edge Convention Center.
We'll pop out.
Please. Yeah. I've never been there. I usually just pass by that place to go to 1-2 TV.
Okay.
Because the studio's in South Sea. So I usually just pass. I always wonder if that university.
1-2 TV is not at a home. Say, here the doorbells and stuff.
Yeah, it is. In South Sea. Oh. There's homes in South Africa.
No, I was like,
racism.
You're saying it like because I'm an office.
Yeah, bro. You've said it's like a.
It's like here.
Come a studio or something.
Yeah, it is a studio in a home.
In a home.
Like we've literally turned an apartment into a studio.
Anyway, guys, we want to say thank you so much for coming.
Yeah,
that
yeah
means
bro,
a lot.
It's been so much fun.
Yeah. Bro, I've actually had a great time. Thank you so much. Please, yeah, I appreciate y'all. I can't wait to get back here again.
Yeah.
And yeah, great meeting you guys.
Definitely.
Great
bunch we'll of invite lads. You for a real soccer game.
Yeah, please. I would love to teach you some more.
So Chelsea City?
Chelsea City.
Come on, guys. I believe in you guys.
Same. I was also saying I believe in you.
Okay, that game is going to be based on how we are performing.
Against City.
Yo, that's been our time, guys.
Thanks for turning up.
Thanks for turning up.
Subscribe.
Like, subscribe.
Zoom in the cuts.
Interact with our videos. Gra, gra, boom. Let's go.